It's the final regular season matchup of the year between the Lake Elsinore Storm and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. A chance at a series split for the Storm as they continue to charge on in this 2023 Cal South playoff race. The Storm entered today 5 games behind the 66ers with 13 contests to go. 6 of them are against Inland Empire. Good evening and welcome to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I'm Jacob Kronberg here on MILB.com and Bally Sports Live, bringing you the 25 and 28 Storm against the 24 and 29 Quakes. For Lake Elsinore, managed by Pete Zamora, his starting lineup looks like this. Leading off in left field, Homer Bush Jr. Dylan Head back in the lineup, hitting second and playing center field. Nick Vogt, who's working on a 5-game hitting streak, hits third and is the designated hitter. Romeo Sanabria plays first. He's the cleanup man, followed by shortstop Rosemon Verdugo. Victor Duarte hits sixth and does the catching, while Charlie Aquino bats behind him, playing second. Third baseman Jose Sanabria, after a 2-hit game yesterday, bats eighth, and Braden Carpathios rounds out the order in right field. Bush, Head, Vogt, Sanabria, Verdugo, Duarte, and Aquino, Sanabria, Carpathios against John Edwards, whose first pitch fastball is on the outside corner for strike one called, and we are underway. 5:02, first pitch local time on a sunny Sunday evening. A one offering, fastball in at the knees, and Edwards jumping ahead, 0-2. It's a hot one, 96 degrees and sunny, not a cloud in sight here in SoCal. Edwards out of the windup, his 0-2 pitch. Fastball just above the belt. A ball and two strikes. Now to Homer Bush Jr., who's got a couple of multi-hit efforts in the series, including 2 hits yesterday in the 5-2 Lake Elsinore win. 1-2 home. Line to the left side. Caught by a lunging Jake Geloff. The Quakes' third baseman was playing off the line and showing off why it's called the hot corner down there as he takes away a hit from Homer Bush Jr. Geloff at third, Jose Izarra the shortstop, Jordan Thompson at second base, and Tyrone Lorenzo over at first. Simon Reed today will do the catching as Dylan Head takes a fastball up the knees for strike one. In the outfield, left to right, Wilmon Diaz, Kendall George, and Josue DePaula. Geloff creeps in at third against the speedy Head. A one, slow roller to the left side, charging is Thompson. He gloves and goes quickly to first, getting Dylan Head 2 down. For John Edwards on the mound, this is just his second start. He has made 29 appearances out of the bullpen, a 2-3 record, and a 5.87 earned run average. He took a loss earlier in the series on Thursday against the Storm out of the pen. He motions home. Vogt bluffs a bunt attempt and takes strike one at the knees. Tall zone early from Jared Durson behind the dish. He calls the balls and strikes. Tim Barreras works the bases. 0-1 pitch kicks in the dirt and the count even to Nick Vogt, who has had an outstanding series at the dish. He's reached base 12 times over the first 5 games, hits in all 5. And 2 3-hit games. 1-1 breaking ball. Dances into the zone. And it's a ball and 2 strikes to Nick Vogt. Edwards looking for a clean inning as the Quakes wear their Dodger blue tops, white bottoms, Rancho across the chest in white script. The 1-2 home is cut on and missed strike 3. And Edwards retires the side in order in the road first. No score between the Storm and the Quakes. Bottom one, here we come. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.com. Welcome back to Lone Mart Field. No score between the Storm and the Quakes on this Sunday evening in California. Rancho coming to bat. It starts with Kendall George at the top of the order. He plays center field. Batting second, Josue DePaulo, who's out and right. And then it's the first baseman, Tyrone Lorenzo, batting third. Jake Geloff back in the order, hitting cleanup. Already made a nice play at third base defensively tonight. Luis Rodriguez hits fifth and is the designated hitter. Simon Reed, his first appearance of the series, does the catching, batting sixth. Then it's the shortstop, Jose Izarro. Wilmon Diaz bats eighth and is out in left field, while Jordan Thompson plays second and rounds out the Rancho order. George DePaulo, Lorenzo, Geloff, Rodriguez, Reed, and Izarra, Diaz, Thompson against the Storm debut of Henry Martinez. The 19-year-old righty twirls home and misses down and in with a fastball at 91 miles an hour for ball one. Henry was in the grouping of seven new players to join the Storm on Monday. Making a single-A debut, 1-0 pitch chopped on the ground to the right side. Aquino waits on it, gloves, and works quickly over to first, getting the speedy Kendall George for the first out. Martinez, just 19 years old out of Hialeah, Florida. Was a 16th round pick of San Diego last year. He made 10 appearances in the Arizona complex and had a little bit of trouble. 8.5 earned run average for Henry, but he's built up. Good to go 85 pitches if they need him. First pitch to Josue DePaulo runs low, ball one. For the third time in the series, Lake Elsinore wears the camouflage tops and gray bottoms. Mix of greens, grays, and blacks in the camo with white sleeves. 1-0 home. Slider saws off DePaulo. He went around, and the count evens up. All black caps and brims with the Storm eyes on it. And the jerseys have white numbers on the back outlined in black. 1-1 the count to Josue DePaulo. Martinez works and misses with the breaking ball. It's kind of a slurve that Henry throws, that mix between slider and curveball, to work off a four-seam fastball. 2-1, clips the knees, and we're back even. Two balls and two strikes to DePaulo. It is second home run of the season on Friday night, a grand slam to put the game out of reach. 2-2 breaking ball, stays up and away, and a full count to DePaulo. Martinez struggled a bit with command at the complex. He walked 34 in 32 and two-thirds innings. His payoff pitch, a low ball four, and it's a first-inning walk to Josue DePaulo. Josue has been on pace in all but one game this series and one of the few who has played all six contests. Batting one or two in the order and out in right field every day for John Shoemaker's bunch. And he's aboard with good speed for Tyrone Lorenzo. The switch hitter bats left against the righty Martinez, who will pitch out of the stretch for the first time. 0-0 fastball in at the knees for a called strike one. Lorenzo atop the California League with 20 home runs on the season. He's a slugger. A 540 slugging percentage, an extra base hit machine Lorenzo has been. A peek over to first from Martinez. Now the 0-1, cut on and missed. Good life on the fastball. Running it belt high to Tyrone Lorenzo. Martinez not afraid to challenge early. Ahead 0-2, infield leaning for Tyrone to pull on the ground. Martinez's pitch driven out toward right center field. That's going to split the gap. And two hop up against the wall. Chasing it down on the warning track, Dylan Head. They're going to wave DePaulo around third. Relay from Aquino is bobbled, and it's going to be well late. In to score DePaulo as Tyrone Lorenzo picks up his 60th run batted into the year, and it's a first-inning Rancho lead. Play. Tyrone's had success against the Storm this year. 4 homers and 13 driven in against him coming in, and he's already added to that RBI number. The Storm will appeal over to first base, thinking maybe Lorenzo missed the bag, but he's ruled safe by Tim Barreras. So a runner on second and one out for Jake Geloff, but now a meeting on the mound. Victor Duarte out to chat with the youngster Henry Martinez. Gives us a chance to go around the Storm defensive alignment. Martinez on the mound. Duarte does the catching. Romeo Sanabria over at first. Charlie Aquino and Rosemond Verdugo up the middle with Jose Sanabria at third. Snake it in the outfield left to right. Homer Bush Jr., Dylan Head, and Braden Carpathios. Nick Vogt is the Storm designated hitter. 1-0, Quakes in front, bottom of the first in Rancho. Aquino holds on Lorenzo at second. Martinez with a deep stare that way. Now he turns home and goes. Missing with a fastball low to Jake Geloff. The Dodgers' second round pick out of the University of Virginia this year. He's taken 60th overall. 1-0 pitch, misses away, and it's 2-0 to Geloff. Hands held high in the set for Henry. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled back by Geloff. A big 2-0 swing. For the first-year pro, who is still looking for his first professional home run. Aquino holds on Lorenzo. The 2-1 breaking ball stays inside, and it's 3 balls and a strike to Geloff. Martinez, an inside move. They've got Lorenzo. Pickoff attempt with the tag knocked down in time. It looked like for sure they had Tyrone Lorenzo at second base. He was leaning the wrong way. Didn't react on the inside move, and the throw was on the line, but somehow Lorenzo ruled safe. Still 3-1 to Geloff. Martinez deals and runs a fastball up and in. That's the second free pass of the opening inning by Henry Martinez. Henry got the leadoff man, but the next three have reached. Walk, double, walk. And there's a couple of men on for Luis Rodriguez. Luis has had the Storm's number this year as he offers at a breaking ball low. It's nothing and one. A 308 average and a 444 slug for Rodriguez against Lake Elsinore pitching throughout this season. These two teams meeting for the 30th time in the calendar year. Martinez checks the runners. His 0-1. Fastball above the belt. One breaking ball goes over the head of Rodriguez, and Henry Martinez struggling to throw that pitch for a strike early. Two-one offering in the upper crust of the zone. Martinez would love a ground ball here. Try and get out of the inning on one pitch. One run home already. Quakes up one zip. And it's two men on with just one away. An inside move from Martinez. He'll throw it, but well behind Lorenzo, who's back in standing up. Luis Rodriguez at the dish, working on a six-game hitting streak. Henry checks the runners. Now goes home, the breaking ball driven in the air out to left field. Bush turns, looks, and that ball is way gone. Unloading on a 2-2 fastball was Luis Rodriguez, and an early crooked number for Rancho. 4-0, the Quakes lead. Just one out into the first inning. Fourth long ball of the year for Rodriguez. He's now driven in 37. And Rancho out to a big early lead. Quakes have scored first in five of the six games this series. Last night, the only time the Storm cracked the scoreboard first. Breaking ball to Simon Reed. Dips down and in for ball one. First appearance of the series for Simon, who is the Quakes' third catcher behind Lorenzo and Galiz. Takes a fastball up at the eyes, 2-0. Reed from Palo Alto, California, went to Westmont College out in Santa Barbara. 2-0 home. Fastball misses in. Martinez has already walked a pair in the inning and in jeopardy of issuing a third free pass as he's behind Reed. Three balls and no strikes. Although the Quakes have not been shy at 3-0 green lights. Pitch home is inside, ball four. Five consecutive base runners allowed in the first by Henry Martinez. And pitching coach Thomas Eshelman is going to go out and try and calm down the 19-year-old. It's a big moment for a guy. I mentioned just 19 years old, called up this week. And thrown right in the middle of a playoff race against a team that's got nothing to lose. They're already in. The Quakes won the first half. As Alejandro Lugo begins to throw in the Lake Elsinore bullpen. The entire infield is met on the mound. They're now joined by home plate umpire Jared Durson. Disperse the group, and everyone will head back to their positions. Rancho 4, Lake Elsinore nothing. A man on with still just one out. In the bottom of the first inning, Jose Izarra the batter. In the Quakes' biggest offensive showing of the week, they scored 12 on Friday. They batted around in two separate innings. First pitch to Izarra. Hit high in the air out to left center field. Dylan Head drifting over into the gap. It's playable, and Head makes the catch. Two down. See if the chat with pitching coach Thomas Eshelman gives Martinez the confidence and to finish off this inning. He faces Wilmon Diaz. First pitch, breaking ball, misses outside, ball one. Reed at first, not much speed. He hasn't stolen a base this year. The 1-0. Runs low. Been a long first inning for Henry Martinez. 2-0 pitch. Fastball lands in the zone for strike one. Four runs on two hits so far for Rancho. The Storm are going to play from behind tonight. Breaking ball bounced up the middle. Stopped by Martinez. He gathers. and shuffles over to first to complete the play and end the inning. But an early earthquake in Rancho. 4-0. Rancho Cucamonga leads as we go to the second. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.com. It's the heart of the order for the Lake Elsinore Storm. As we begin the top of the second at Lone Mart Field, Storm trailing 4-0 as Romeo Sanabria digs in. First pitch of inning number two from John Edwards. A fastball that runs inside, ball one. Romeo's played every game this week after being transferred from the complex on Monday. He takes low, ball two. Three games at first, three games as the designated hitter. And it's been a strong start to the single-A career for Sanabria, who takes up an in ball three. Hitting .316 with a .938 OPS, he's hit four doubles, showing foul pole to foul pole power. 3-0, he takes inside, and it's a four-pitch walk issued by John Edwards, and that's the first Lake Elsinore Storm base runner of the ballgame. It's also the fourth walk that Romeo has drawn in the series. And he's aboard with nobody out for Rosemond Verdugo. Edwards, out of the stretch, delivers home and pierces a fastball into the zone at 94 miles an hour for strike one. It's been evident this year that Edwards at times can struggle with his command. It's just a matter of how quickly he can snap back into throwing strikes. As he yanks a fastball away, 1-1 to Verdugo. That was the 40th walk of the year allowed by Jonathan Edwards. He has pitched just 39 and a third innings. So when your walks per nine is over nine, not generally a great sign for the tall, slim righty. His 1-1 pitch misses down and away, ball two. Verdugo just 18 years old out of Mexico, playing in his first year of full season ball. Signed with the Padres at 16. So he lifts one up and out of play, count even at 2-2. All Rosemond has done in his first year at the single-A level is lead the California League in doubles. 30 of them. He's got 36 extra base hits overall. As the 2-2 is lined out into deep center field, drifting over Kendall George as he runs away from the shift of the outfielders and makes the catch for the first down. One on and one away for Victor Duarte. Continues to alternate the catching position with Oswaldo Linares. Oswaldo caught Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Victor on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. That's today as he takes strike one on the outside corner. Middle infield pinches and double play depth. The outfield shaded the opposite way against Duarte. Edwards deals home and pinks the knees with a fastball. Quickly ahead of Victor Duarte, no balls and two strikes. As the Atlanta, Georgia native John Edwards, who began his career with the Rangers when he was drafted out of high school. Bill ties set. No check to first, and the 0-2 runs upstairs. Final game of a six-game series, game 30 of the year between the Storm and the Quakes is Duarte. Takes a changeup inside off the plate, and the count evens up, two balls and two strikes. It's a short leadoff of first for Romeo Sanabria. He walked to begin the inning, although Lorenzo is holding him on. The 2-2 home. Slapped foul by Duarte as he stays alive. Victor with one home run on the year, 21 driven in. Edwards, high leg kick, delivers home, and Duarte spoils another. Got the curveball this time and bounced to foul behind home plate. Deep breath on the mound for Edwards. The next 2-2 runs down and in. A nice stop by Simon Reed. But after falling behind, no balls and two strikes, Victor Duarte has worked the count full. And action will begin in the Quakes bullpen behind Edwards, who was serving as an opener tonight. Just his second spot start of the year. Sanabria runs. Payoff pitch. Slapped foul by Duarte. A bit of an emergency swing there on a pitch that was off the plate away. See if Romeo goes again. He does not. And the next 3-2 is dribbled foul. Ninth pitch of the at-bat upcoming between Edwards and Duarte. It's the Storm. Play the base runner game. Down four early. But you've got eight full innings to try and make it up. Romeo runs. The 3-2 pitch is up and in, ball four, and Edwards walks his second batter of the inning. Doesn't seem like it'll be the end of the line yet. First a meeting from the pitching coach, Sean Coyne. Levon Reynoso is throwing in the Rancho bullpen. Guy worked a couple of scoreless innings earlier in the series. Long meeting out on the mound. As Jared Gerson will begin his walk out 60 feet 6 inches from his traditional positioning and will send Sean Coyne back to the dugout. Two on and just one away in the top of the second. The Storm down 4-0, but a chance for Charlie Aquino. Coyne corners, in a couple of steps, middle infield pinched very narrow up the middle as Charlie takes strike one. Aquino with great speed out of the box. Can never give up on the chance he might lay down a bunt for a hit. 0-1 home. Fastball misses low. Standing tall on the right side of the rubber is Edwards. He deals home and misses up and in. Fastball at 95, nearly grazing the jersey front of Charlie Aquino. And Edwards behind another hitter. Sanabria off second, Duarte off first, as Edwards misses in once again. Immediately turns and faces the ground, trying to adjust his landing position on the mound. With the third three-ball count of the inning allowed by John Edwards. If Aquino reaches, the Storm bring the tying run to the plate. Here's the pitch. Aquino hits it on the ground to short. Izara has it to second for one. Thompson over to first in time. Or no, Lorenzo dropped the ball at first, I think. Safe signal from Timbereras. Lorenzo had the ball covered. But it looks like he did not handle that throw cleanly. The inning prevails for Lake Elsinore. They were gifted another life on that tailor-made ground ball. Duarte erased off the bases. Romeo Sanabria to third. Aquino aboard, and it's Jose Sanabria to bat. Third start of Sanabria's career, who was activated on Monday. Takes strike one at the knees. Jose 3 for his first 9. He is yet to drive in a run. Coming off a 2-for-4 game yesterday. Big lead for Aquino at first. He runs. Pitch from Edwards. Slapped on the ground to second base. Thompson waits on it. Fields and flicks over to first in time to get Sanabria and end the inning. No runs on, no hits. A couple of men left on for the Storm. We go to the bottom of the second. Rancho leads it 4-0 as you're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.com. Nine-one-two for the Quakes as we begin the home second. Rancho already out to a 4-0 lead. Jordan Thompson digs in and takes a breaking ball in the dirt away from Henry Martinez. He looks to settle in after the fourth spot given up in the opening frame. He did retire the last 2 men of the inning. 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. A ball and a strike now to Thompson. The 15th round pick of the Dodgers this year out of LSU. Is Jordan, a starter on that national championship Tigers team. Takes a ball in the dirt. Jordan hitting just 212 to begin his pro career as the 2-1 breaking ball stays upstairs. Martinez kicks and goes and misses outside. And it's a leadoff walk to Jordan Thompson. The fourth walk allowed already by Henry Martinez. Look, we mentioned there's some command problems. He's a young guy making his single-A debut. There's a lot of excitement. There can be some jitters. And there's a lot of guys who walk a ton of people in this league. It's how you bounce back. Let's see what Martinez can do as he faces the top of the Rancho order. Kendall George squares to bunt, puts down a good one, charging Jose Sanabria. He gloves, works quickly, and barely throws out Kendall George at first. It'll go down as a sacrifice bunt, but George, with his 80-grade speed, is bunting for hits. And when he crossed that bag and saw the out call from Tim Barreras, he put both his hands on the side of his helmet, thinking, how did I get thrown out? Both Martinez and the third baseman Sanabria went after that baseball, and Henry with the smart play to let his third baseman get it, who had a better angle. But as we said, it goes as a sack bunt, so Thompson on second with one away for Josue de Paula. First pitch fastball clips the knees from Martinez. DePaula walked and scored last inning. Martinez checks the runner a couple of times. And the fastball home misses in. Josue hitting 276 against the Storm this year. One home run and 12 driven in. The number 7 prospect in the LA organization. 1-1 offering, breaking ball, dances into the zone, and that's the best curve or slurve we've seen from Henry Martinez thus far. Letter high set, he stares down Thompson, turns and goes, and misses in the dirt with a breaking ball. Nice stop by Victor Duarte. Down even to DePaula. Infield playing him heavily to pull. The 2-2 just beneath the knees. On that over-the-top fastball missed, and it's a 3-2 count to DePaula, who has already walked. Martinez has walked 4, struck out none. Payoff pitch. Chopped foul down the first baseline, and we'll do it again.
Let's go quick, everybody.
Henry already up to 43 pitches on the evening. Checking Thompson. The next 3-2 is up and away, ball 4. Second walk of the inning puts a couple of runners on for the Quakes and the ever-dangerous Tyrone Lorenzo coming up. Lugo up again and throwing again in the Storm bullpen. Lorenzo, who drove in a run with a double in the first. has four home runs against the Storm this year. He takes a belt-tie fastball for strike one. Good speed on the bases with Thompson and DePaula. Henry kicks and goes and misses outside with the breaking ball. Martinez struggling to find the zone. 45 pitches, just 19 of them for strikes as he misses up at away ball two. Verdugo plays behind Thompson at second. A lot of space on the left side of the infield as Lorenzo chops one down to first. Sanabria has it to second for one. Verdugo back to first. In time for the double play. Martinez got over to cover. And the 3-6-1 double play erases the base runners in the second. But now attention goes to Tyrone Lorenzo, who is coming up a bit limp after landing on the first base bag awkwardly. They're going to give Lorenzo a look between innings. Hopefully Tyrone is all right, and we will take a break. 4-0, Rancho in front. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.com. Braden Carpathios leads off the road third for the Storm against the new Rancho arm, Levon Reynoso. 4-0, Quakes in front. As Reynoso comes into pitch, celebrating his 25th birthday. So happy birthday to Levon as Carpathios fouls the 1-0 back. Appearance of the year. For Reynoso, he's 3-1 with a 5.04 earned run average. High volume strikeout, high walk rate guy as he picks off the inner edge. It's 1-2 to Carp. 72 tickets punched in 55 and a third innings, but he has walked 46. Ahead of Carpathios, 1-2. Letter high set for Levon. Here's the pitch. It's inside. Carp has got one of the best eyes in minor league baseball, a 32% walk rate. He does not leave the strike zone very often. The highest walk rate in the California League. 2-2 pitch is cut on and missed, strike three. Straight gas from Levon Reynoso at 97 miles an hour. That's the first out of the third inning. Top of the order, Homer Bush Jr., who lines one to the shortstop, Izara. And it's quickly out number two. Homer Bush Jr. has hit the ball hard twice. Couple of exit velos over 90, well over 90 miles an hour, but nothing to show for it. Right at Geloff in the first, right at Izara in the third. And Reynoso has retired the first two he's faced. It brings up Dylan Head. First pitch misses into Head as he skips out of the way of ball one. Reynoso from the letters. Head squares to bunt, puts down a good one. Charging Geloff, the glove, the transfer, the throw, not in time. Dylan Head showing off that 80 grade speed that helped get him selected 25th overall this year out of high school. He's got his second hit of the series and is on base with two outs here in the row third. Be curious to see if he runs with two outs in the heart of the order up. It's Nick Vogt. First pitch, chopped foul at home plate. Vogt behind nothing and one. Nick, who has devoured Quakes pitching this year, slashing 313, 410, 552 against Rancho. Couple of home runs, 12 driven in. Snapped out of first. They nearly got Head leaning the wrong way, but Dylan avoids the tag of Lorenzo, who is not a natural first baseman, and kind of turned the wrong way to apply that tag. Oh, and one to Vogt. Head fake steal as the pitch misses in. The most remarkable number for Vogt against Rancho this year is Nick on the season is 15 stolen bases. 11 of them have come against the Quakes. One pitch rifled down the right field line, but that's going to tail into the Dave and Buster's fun zone. And Nick Vogt now behind in the count 1-2. Reynoso bends at the hip, looking in for the sign from Reed. He'll peek over to first. And now throw that way. It's low, handled by Lorenzo, but head in safely. It's the second disengagement for Levon Reynoso. We saw a third disengagement last night, which advanced at the time Homer Bush Jr. from second to third. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It misses away and a full count to Nick Vogt. Name, 3-2 offering. Golfed in the air. Foul over the first base grandstands as Vogt stays alive. Both sides early have had some lengthy at-bats against the opponent's pitching. Head will be on the move with the pitch. The 3-2 breaking ball stays upstairs. It's thrown into center field by Reed. Head's going to take off and go for third. Was that not ball four? On the board was 3-2. Apparently, it was 2-2. And now the count full to Vogt. And I think the only reason Head was even running on the pitch is because the count was 3-2 in his head. And then Simon Reed just threw the ball into center field. Vogt bounces it up the middle to his left, Izara, behind the bag, gliding, throwing, and Vogt's retired to end the inning. Bit of count confusion, a throwing error from Simon Reed, but no dice for the Storm. They score no runs on one hit, one runner left on as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Rancho in front 4-0 as you listen to Storm Baseball on MILB.com. The heart of the Quakes order, two up in the home third. Rancho already out to a 4-0 lead. All of the offense came in the first against Henry Martinez, who's still out there for the Storm. He delivers a fastball in the upper crust of the zone for a cold strike one to Jake Geloff. Jake has earned one of the 5 walks issued by Martinez so far, and then he scored on the Rodriguez homer. Heater runs low, count even to Geloff. University of Virginia home run king. 20-plus long balls in each of his last 2 seasons with the Hooves. As Martinez skips one in the dirt, 2-1 to Geloff. Martinez out of the windup. Breaking ball. Dances into the zone. And the count squares at 2. Geloff, the number 16 rated prospect in the Dodgers organization, according to Major League Baseball Pipeline. As Martinez skips another fastball in the dirt in front of home plate, and the count full to Geloff. Henry wheels and deals, and the fastball is cut on and missed. Strike 3. And Geloff down swinging for the first out of the inning. That's your first strikeout for Henry Martinez. And that strikeout brought to you by Accelerated Urgent Care. Brings up Luis Rodriguez with 1 out, and the base is empty. Luis had the big hit in the opening frame, a 3-run home run, no doubter it was, up the trees in left. As he takes a breaking ball that lands in the upper portion of the zone for strike 1. Rodriguez, who was signed as a teenager out of Venezuela, cues the 0-1 foul. He's been an extremely consistent bat in the Rancho order, still kind of looking for a home defensively. He's been playing left field primarily. Martinez with the 0-2. Runs a fastball up. It's a ball and 2 strikes. Martinez, the pitch. It's toppled foul wide of the third base bag. And we'll do it again. Henry looking for the put-away pitch. Peers over the top of his mitt in for the sign from Duarte. They agree on a pitch. The 1-2. Chopped foul once again. Another spoiler swing from Luis Rodriguez. Right on, right the matchup. Martinez ready on the first base side of the rubber. The next 1-2 over the helmet of Rodriguez. Fastball that slipped and Luis ducked out of the way. Henry tries again and misses up with the fastball. It's now full to Rodriguez. Five walks issued today by Martinez. He struck out one. 3-2 upcoming, and the payoff pitch misses away, ball four. That looks like it'll be the end of the line for Henry Martinez. Storm manager Pete Zamora comes out of the dugout. He will signal down the right field line, and Alejandro Lugo is going to come in for Lake Elsinore. One on, one out. Here in the bottom of the third, Simon Reed, the batter, when we return. Alejandro Lugo takes the bump for the Storm with his team down 4-0 in the home third. Luis Rodriguez off of first with one away. Simon Reed the batter as Lugo works out of the stretch. First pitch running is Rodriguez. A swing and a miss. Throw to second on a bounce. It kicks over Verdugo and into center field. But Rodriguez will stay put at second base with his ninth stolen base of the year. Men in scoring position for Rancho and an 0-1 count to Reed, who walked back in the first. 0-1, fastball runs upstairs. Alejandro checks the runner. His 1-1 pitch lifted foul by Reed. Lugo, 21 years old. Out of Venezuela. His 1-2 breaking ball is swung on and missed. Strike three. Quick work done of Simon Reed as Lugo punches out the first man he faces out of the Lake Elsinore bullpen. Brings up Jose Izarra with two down and a man in scoring position. This is just Lugo's third appearance for the Storm this year. He's gone multiple innings in each of the first two. Six total innings, two earned runs. That's a 3-flat earned run average. First pitch to Izarra, lined back into the netting, and it's nothing and one. Izarra flied out to left field back in the first inning. Lugo checks second, now deals, and Izarra fouls another one back. Four to zero, Rancho Cucamonga in front. A chance to win the series today. If the Quakes win, it'd be a split if the Storm can come from behind. 0-2 pitch, slider in the dirt, picked out by Duarte. One ball, two strikes, the count to Izarra. 216 hitter who has five home runs on the year. One of them have come against the Storm. He drives one of the air out to left center field, sprinting over Dylan Head. He lines it up and makes the catch. So much speed out there, he got behind that line drive, did Dylan Head. And Izarra lines out to end the inning. No runs on, no hits. One left on base for the Quakes as we go to the fourth. Rancho 4, Lake Elsinore nothing. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.com. Four, five, six for the Storm. As we begin the fourth at Lone Mart Field, Romeo Sanabria goes after the first pitch, bouncing it foul for strike one. Jacob Kronberg welcoming you back on MILB.TV and Valley Live for the series and season finale between a couple of Cal South rivals, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Lake Elsinore Storm. Rancho has the edge in the series. And a playoff spot on lock as Sanabria swings through a fastball. It's nothing and two. On the year, Rancho 17-12 against Lake Elsinore. The 0-2 pitch runs up and away. A ball and two strikes now to Romeo Sanabria. 30 total matchups this year, 18 of them at Lone Mart Field. 12 were at the Diamond. Those were split. But the edge has been at home for the Quakes. Runner high set. The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. A changeup from Reynoso gets Sanabria to begin the inning. Storm with just one hit so far. It was a Dylan Head bunt single last inning. Although they have had three base runners, a couple of walks were issued in the second by John Edwards. Rosemond Verdugo will bat with one out and the bases empty, and Doogie takes strike one on the inside corner. Rosemond hit one sharply out to center field. That was run down by Kendall George back in the second as he takes strike two. Another fastball, middle in at 98, and Reynoso ahead of his second straight hitter. Reynoso kicks and goes and misses in. Forced to elevate the hands out of the way was Verdugo. The Storm's everyday infielder, 104th game of the year. 1-2 pitch is cut on and missed, strike three. Just a fastball running in on the hands, and back-to-back punch out begins the inning for Reynoso and the Quakes. Brings up Victor Duarte trying to extend the road fourth. Storm down 4-0. And in need of a couple of base runners. Reynoso's 0-0 pitch is lined out into center field. Giving ground Kendall George. He reaches out, but he can't make the catch. I think it went off the end of his mitt. Duarte's going to turn around second and dig for third. Relay throw from Izarra is not in time. And it kicks into the Rancho dugout, and Duarte will come home to score. They're going to give Duarte a triple, his first of the year, and he comes in to score on the throwing error by Izarra. That is the second Little League-style home run for Victor Duarte this year. And Lake Elsinore is on the board, 4-1. And the base is empty for Charlie Aquino. Aquino pulls back on a bunt attempt, taking low, ball one. Letter high set for Levon. And he runs a sinker down and in, 2-0 to Aquino. Those instances and wacky plays like that can rattle a pitcher sometimes, especially one who was in rhythm, like Levon Reynoso. A ball that Kendall George probably tells you he should have caught. Got a little turned around on the line drive, hit over his head as Charlie taking all the way. Takes strike one. And then the throw in, and Izarra throws it away. You get the unfortunate bounce of it kicking into your own dugout instead of going off the railing in front. And that's how your shutout is lost. Aquino swings through a fastball up, count even at 2-2. First triple of the year for Duarte, as mentioned. The team leader is Rosemond Verdugo with three. Two pitch, bounced foul by Aquino. He stays alive. Four-one ball game, but the Storm have broken the ice, and hopefully that opens up the flow of some offense for Lake Elsinore. Next 2-2, chased upstairs, and Aquino down on strikes to end the inning. Levon Reynoso strikes out the side in the fourth with a little league home run in between a Duarte triple. He scores on an error on the throw in, and the Storm are on the board, but still trailing 4-1 as we go to the bottom half of the inning. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball here on MILB.com. Lake Elsinore got on the board on a Victor Duarte triple in the top of the inning. Now Alejandro Lugo goes back out for his first full inning on the mound. First pitch breaking ball hangs upstairs. It's 1-0 to Wilmon Diaz. Bounced out back to the pitcher Martinez in the second inning. Lugo fires home and gets Diaz to chase a fastball upstairs. Down even at 1-1. Lugo fires in and paints the knees with a fastball. One ball and two strikes now to Wilmon Diaz. We get to the final line on Lake Elsinore starter Henry Williams was with the Storm as a starter to begin the year. 1-2 pitch is waved at and missed, strike three. Diaz expanding the strike zone on that breaking ball, and he whiffs the first out of the inning. For Martinez, he goes 2 3 innings, gives up 2 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. He struck out 1 and walked 6 Quakes hitters. 1 out and the base is empty for Jordan Thompson. Takes a fastball low, ball 1. Thompson walked and was stranded in the second. The Storm Arms have certainly settled down after 5 straight reach, scoring 4 runs in that opening inning. Fastball just above the belt. It's 2-0 to Thompson. Jordan, a part of the 2023 College National Champion LSU Tigers, as a pitch clock violation is called against Lugo. Called against Thompson. Lugo's pitch in there. It's 3-1. Thompson, who obviously played a big role in LSU's national championship win, struggled on the offensive side of the ball in the College World Series as he bounces one down to third. Backhand Sanabria throws while running into foul territory, but he throws wide of Romeo Sanabria. Ball kicks off the railing, and Thompson will move up to second base. Then it goes single and then an error on the throw. Thompson in scoring position for the second time tonight. But we mentioned Jordan struggled offensively in the beginning of that College World Series in Omaha, and his head coach, Jay Johnson, was asked about it going into the decisive Game 3 against the Florida Gators. 1-2 misses in. Leaping out of the way is Kendall George of ball one. And the words from his Tigers head coach, Jay Johnson, were, "We wouldn't be in the College World Series without Jordan and how he's played this year." Said a tough tournament offensively, but there's been a lot of stories of guys in the World Series who struggle, and then get a big hit for you. How about Kendall George poking one into left field for his first career base hit? And it's men on the corners with one away for Josue de Paula and the Quakes. And it seems like Jay Johnson may have spoke that big hit into existence as Jordan Thompson drove in three runs in the clinching game against Florida to win the College World Series for LSU. Thompson on third, George on first. Kendall with outstanding speed, and DePaulo the batter. 4-1, Rancho in front. Lugo's pitch misses in ball one. Little cutter from Alejandro. The Storm have already turned one double play to get out of an inning. They turned two yesterday. George runs. Pitch misses out. Throw to second. And Kendall George is gunned out. A guy whose top skill, according to MLB Pipeline, or at least most advanced at the time, is his speed, is thrown out on his first stolen base attempt at the single-A level. Duarte to Aquino, and that's a big out number two. 2-0 to DePaula, misses down and in. Josue has been up twice, he has walked twice. A 400 OBP guy, or just barely, 399 right now, coming into this at-bat. Lugo from the belt. Fastball misses up, and DePaula has now walked for the third time in the game. It's only the fourth inning. But after the caught stealing, instead of bases loaded and one out, it's men on the corners and two down for Tyrone Lorenzo. Laced an RBI double into right center field in the first. Bounced into a 6-3-1 double play in the second. As dangerous of a hitter as you'll find in the California League. Got a wide stance in the lefty box and a big swing and a miss at the first pitch breaking ball. It's nothing and one. But what comes with being a slugger, which Tyrone is swing and miss. Tyrone has struck out 100 times this year. A one. Change up in at the knees. And it's nothing and two to Lorenzo. He will ask for time. It's granted by Jared Durson. The Storm trying to get out of this inning unscathed. It was first and third with one out. Lugo hangs the right arm, looking in for the sign. Up into the set, he checks first. Now the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. And Alejandro Lugo works his magic to get out of the home fourth without a run coming home for Rancho. We are through four full. Storm down 4-1 as you listen to Storm Baseball on MILB.com. It's 8-9-1 in the Lake Elsinore order as Jose Sanabria bats against the new Rancho arm, Kelvin Batista. Bouncer over the mound, charging is the second baseman Thompson. He fields and throws it away. Rushing the play was Jordan Thompson, and he throws a bounce pass that is wide of Lorenzo. And Jose Sanabria reaches on the third Quakes error of the game. So the leadoff man aboard for the Storm and a chance for Braden Carpathios. Had the big hit last night, a go-ahead two-run triple as he drops down a bunt out in front of the mound. Going out to get it is Reed. From his knees, the throw to first. Skips in, and it hit the runner Carpathios, who may have beaten it out either way. A real nice bunt for Braden, and they're going to give him a bunt single, the second of the night for the Storm. And it brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Homer Bush Jr., who has squared up the baseball twice already in this game. Still looking for a result on the scorecard. A couple of lineouts to the left side of the infield. Bush squaring. And bunts it foul off the catcher, Reed. And this is a sacrifice bunt situation, but just because Homer lays something down doesn't mean there's not infield single written all over it. Can run like the wind. Batista kicks and goes. Homer takes down in it. It's 1-1. For Batista on the mound, a 5'11" lefty out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. He is 24 years old. Pitching his second season with the Quakes. He's been all right this year. A 5.49 earned run average over 41 innings. Bush handcuffed on a fastball up and in. He falls behind 1-2. But another guy who fits the theme of the Rancho bullpen. 45 walks in 41 innings, but he struck out 50. Not too many balls put in play against a lot of these Rancho arms. 1-2 home. Runs inside and limboing out of the way is Homer Bush Jr. Two and two, the count to Bush with a couple of men on. Batista checks the runner at second, now delivers home. And Bush lifts one into shallow right field, sprinting out Jordan Thompson. Coming into Paula, it's going to drop. Late break for second from Carpathios. And he goes in standing up and barely ahead of the throw from DePaula. Finding the Bermuda Triangle is Homer Bush Jr., a guy who hit a couple of baseballs 95 miles an hour off the bat in his first two at-bats for outs. Hits one 68 miles up an hour off the bat here and gets a single. And they're loaded for Lake Elsinore with the first-round pick of the Pods, Dylan Head, digging in. Ed, 1-for-2, bunt single last time up as he takes a heater low. First three in the inning have reached against Kelvin Batista. 1-0. Fastball runs down and away. Two and out count for Dylan Head. There's one run driven in on the series, a sacrifice fly earlier in the week. Fastball misses away. Three balls and no strikes to Dylan Head. And we'll see if manager Pete Zamora, who also serves as the third base coach, gives the 18-year-old playing in just his fifth career game a 3-0 green light. Tying runs on base, the Storm down 4-1. Batista's pitch in there for a called strike, and Dylan appeared to be taking all the way. Heady was selected 25th overall by the Padres this year, their eighth consecutive high schooler taken in the first round. As Dylan takes low, ball four, a bases-loaded walk, brings home the second Storm run of the game, and Lake Elsinore within a pair, and they're still loaded for the heart of the order coming up. Pitching coach Ramon Troncoso is going to hustle out to the mound. Try and calm down Batista. What a tough time in his last appearance out in the series. He's struggling here. He's faced four batters. Jose Sanabria reached on an error. Braden Carpathios, a bunt single. Homer Bush Jr., a dying quail into right. And then he walks still and head with the bases loaded. Now he's going to have to face Nick Vogt, who is 0 for 2 today, but as hot a hitter as the Storm have in their lineup. Hits in the first five games of the series. And normally, everybody gets an off day, but with how Nick's been swinging the bat, Pete Zamora had to put him back in the lineup today. A 3-4-5 slash line on the year against the Quakes. Two homers against them. Seven total on the year. Batista's first pitch lined foul into the netting. And the count nothing and one. Left on right, the matchup. Batista ready on the first base side of the rubber. He deals home. Breaking ball down and in. Vogt tried to check his swing but could not. He went around, according to Tim Barreras out in the field. And Vogt in an 0-2 hole. If you're Nick, you just want to at worst get something in the air and try and score Carp from third. O-2 offering, breaking ball low. And Vogt does check his swing this time. A ball and two strikes, the Storm three-hitter. A guy who's swinging a hot bat, three hits yesterday. And what did he do in the cage today when he stepped in? For about the first 10 pitches, he worked on laying down good bunts. 1-2 home, curveball in at the knees, and Vogt caught looking. On a borderline strike three, that's the first out of the inning. Page turns to Romeo Sanabria with the bases loaded and now one away. A ground ball could get Batista out of this. But Romeo, foul pole to foul pole power, four doubles in the series. He's 0-for-1 with a walk today. As he takes a fastball outside ball one. Outfielders shifted into the gaps as Sanabria lines one back, foul, count even at 1-1. Romeo hit 8 home runs, drove in 53 over 50 games at the Arizona Complex this year. Watches a fastball off the plate, ball two. He's driven in one run this week. He is 6 for his first 20 with four walks drawn. Four of his six hits for extra bases. The 2-1 pitch swung on and missed. But this is a tough matchup for Sanabria. A power hitting lefty facing a power arm from the south side in Kelvin Batista. Storm down a pair. They're full in the fifth. The 2-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. And a full count to Sanabria. Batista lives in a lot of full counts. You mentioned the high strikeout totals, the high walk totals. He is one of each of those this inning. Great speed on all three bases. And the payoff pitch fouled back by Sanabria. There's a right-hander up. Looks like Noah Ruin in the Quakes' pen. The next 3-2 swung on and missed strike three. Batista took some velo off on the curveball, and the looping breaking ball lands for strike three, and that's the second out. Boy, if you are Kelvin Batista or anyone on the Quakes and you get out of this jam with just one run allowed, you've got to be thrilled. But Verdugo trying to change that. First pitch to Rosemont. Fastball on the inner half for strike one. Doogie hitting over 300. The base is full this year. A couple of bases loaded doubles for the man who leads the California League in two base hits. He's got 30 of them. Bautista from the belt. Misses inside. Kelvin kicks and goes, and Verdugo fouls it back. Bautista now one strike away from getting out of this with just the one run allowed. The first four men in the inning reached. The run came home on a Dylan Head bases loaded walk. And then a couple of strikeouts. It's going to take a hit from the storm. 1-2 to Verdugo. Fastball just off the plate in. A quality take from the 18-year-old Verdugo, who has driven in 50 on the year. That paces the team of the active roster. Samuel Zavala had 80 when he left. 2-2 breaking ball in the dirt. Gets away from Reed. Carpathios dashing for the plate, and he's going to cross without a play. Wild pitch brings home the second run of the inning, and the Storm within a run. Nothing conventional, but Lake Elsinore will take it. A bases loaded walk, a bases loaded wild pitch, and now the Storm have the tying and go-ahead run in scoring position, and a 3-2 pitch upcoming to Rosemont Verdugo. Quick meeting there between Batista, Simon Reed, and Jose Izarra, so there could potentially be a back pick play drawn up here. Three-two upcoming. First base is now open. Batista from the belt. His payoff home. Hit sharply out to short. Tough hop. Izarra fields. Sets. Throws over to first and gets Verdugo to end the inning. The Storm tack on a pair. They're within a run, down 4-3, and we're halfway through at Lone Mart Field. Bottom of the fifth, here we come. Storm down a run. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.com. Couple of runs home for Lake Elsinore in the top half of the frame, and they're within one. Alejandro Luco still out on the mound for the Storm as he picks off the outer edge for a called strike to Jake Geldof. 4-3, the Rancho lead. Quakes scored four in the first. They've been blanked over the last three innings. Luco from the belt. Swing and a miss at the fastball, and Alejandro Luco quickly ahead of Jake Geldof, 0-2. The younger brother of big leaguer Zach Geldof, infielder for the A's, who has kind of taken Oakland by storm. Fastball misses out. Both third basemen from the University of Virginia, both taken 60th overall in their draft by their respective organizations. Lugo's 1-2 home. Slider misses low and out. Down even to Geldof. Luco off the first base side of the rubber. Deals home. And Geldof drives one in the air out to deep center field. Backing up Dylan Head on the edge of the warning track. He makes the catch for out number one. A long out number one off the bat of Jake Geldof. Was definitely getting a little better bat to ball as this series has gone on, but hasn't been able to send one over the fence yet. Brings up Luis Rodriguez. He has sent one over the fence. A three-run homer in the first. He walked in the third. As he waves at the slider for strike one. One-run ball game. The Storm need a win for a series split. And a chance to pick up a game on the Inland Empire 66ers. 0-1 kicks in the dirt. Count even to Rodriguez. You don't want to say that these games are irrelevant, but they don't matter in terms of a playoff spot as much for the Quakes. They locked one up, winning the first half in the Southern Division of the California League. 1-1, paints the knees. A ball and two strikes to Rodriguez. After this week, the Quakes will go to Fresno and then come home for Visalia. The Storm welcome in the Giants and then end the year at Inland. 1-2 misses. Count square to Luis Rodriguez. Lugo's hands go high to low. Shoulders drop down. And the pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Good slider down and out of the zone. Got Rodriguez to chase. And Lugo's retired the first two here in the fifth inning. Chance at the first 1-2-3 inning of the game for the Storm pitching staff as Simon Reed stands in. Left-handed hitting catcher. A walk and a strikeout today as Reed. Big swing and a miss at the breaking ball. I mean, Reed was trying to hit that one to L.A. 0-1 home. In at the knees for a called strike two. Luco looking sharp in the home fifth. Trying to keep momentum with the Storm and put up a third zero. Ahead of the count, no balls and two strikes. Alejandro from the belt. Here it comes. And it's swung on and missed. Strike three. A 1-2-3 inning for Luco. He strikes out a pair as we go to the sixth. Quakes 4, Storm 3. Lake Elsinore coming to bat here on MILB.com. The Storm down a run as we begin the top of the sixth inning at Lone Mart Field in Rancho, California. First pitch to Victor Duarte is topped foul. Behind home plate, it's nothing and one. Another call to the bullpen for John Shoemaker and the Quakes. It's Noah Ruin, the side-arming right-hander. Works from a closed-off set on the mound, deals home, and Duarte tries to bunt. Gets bat on ball, but it's foul. Ruin, a 12th-round pick of Los Angeles in the 2023 draft out of Tyler Junior College out in Tyler, Texas. Making his sixth appearance of the year, he's gone six total innings, giving him five hits and a couple of earned runs, four strikeouts, two walks. He's ahead of Duarte, nothing and two. Here's the pitch, and it's well outside, skipping to the backstop. Victor, who walked in the second, tripled and scored on an error on the same play in the fourth. That kickstarted the Storm offense and really the momentum that they've been able to snowball into a tight game. Breaking ball dances over the inside corner, and Duarte down looking. Good start for Noah Ruin out of the bullpen. Bases Charlie Aquino with one out and the bases empty. The Storm scored one in the fourth, two in the fifth. Aquino bluffs a bunt attempt and takes low, ball one. Corners in against Charlie. As the 1-0 breaking ball is waved at and missed. Ruin, a big tall guy, 6'4". Works off the first base side of the rubber with his back foot, the front foot on the third base side. And the 1-1 is just off the plate away. Storm, if they can come back, would split the series here on the road with the Quakes. As Aquino takes a fastball that just catches the outside corner. 2-2 to Charlie, with Jose Sanabria waiting on deck. The corners will back up with two strikes. Middle infield pinched in the outfield, shaded toward right. Ruin ready from the belt. Here's the 2-2. And it's punched up in the air, foul territory. Sprinting over Simon Reed, he runs into the railing of the Lake Elsinore dugout as that ball lands on top of the dugout. So a good spoiler swing on 2-2 from Aquino. Ruin ready once again. He deals, and Aquino hooks one foul down the left field line. Skips over the Rancho bullpen, and a couple will chase after it for a potential souvenir. Two-two offering once again. Misses, and a full count to Aquino. Really strong at-bat by Charlie. The payoff pitch is on the inside corner. Strike three called. Aquino not happy. But according to RK Zone, it looks like that caught the inner part of the plate. Couple of looking strikeouts from Noah Ruin to get his outing out of the pen. And it's Jose Sanabria's turn to bat. Jose bounced down the second, reached on an error in the fifth. He has hit the ball to the second baseman Thompson twice as he takes low for ball one. Yeah. Ruin rocks and rolls, then finds the upper crust of the zone with that sidearm fastball as the count evens. One offering. Sanabria went around on the breaking ball in the dirt. Ruin one pitch away from striking out the side in this road sixth inning. 4-3 Quakes in front, looking for their first zero since the third. The 1-2 pitch popped up foul into the seats over the Storm dugout. Sanabria 3-for-11 to begin his Lake Elsinore Storm career. The next 1-2, broken bat, roller to second. Thompson has it, takes his time, and tosses out Sanabria to end the inning. Noah Ruin works a 1-2-3 top of the sixth, and to the bottom half of the inning we go. Storm trailing by a run. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.com. Xavier Ruiz in to pitch the home sixth for the Storm. His first pitch to Jose Izarra hit sharply to second. On Anita Field is Aquino. He's up to his feet and over to first. One pitch, one out for Ruiz out of the Storm bullpen. The 6-1 righty is Ruiz out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic as he paints the outside corner. Jumping ahead, nothing and one. To Wilman Diaz, who lifts one in the air down the right field line. Drifting over Braden Carpathios into the sunlight. He makes the catch for out number two. It's a 4-3 ball game. Rancho in front, but the Storm pitching is put up. Four straight zeros entering this inning. It was a strong performance out of the pen by Alejandro Lugo. Went 2 2/3 of shutout baseball. First pitch fastball in at the knees to Jordan Thompson. And Ruiz looking good in just his second appearance for the Storm. Fastball swung on and missed, and Xavier ahead, nothing and two. Ruiz gave up two runs over three and a third. As one of the pitchers in the Storm doubleheader last Saturday. Ahead of Thompson, nothing and two. Looking to match the 1-2-3 inning of Noah Ruin. Here's the pitch, and it's cut on and missed. Strike three. Xavier Ruiz making quick work of the Quakes in the bottom of the sixth inning, setting down the bottom third of the order in order. And we go to the seventh. Quakes 4, Storm 3. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.com. Road seventh at Lone Mart Field, and John Shoemaker turns to his probably most dominant reliever. It's the right-hander, Joel Ibarra. First pitch fastball misses just above the belt to Braden Carpathios. It's 1-0. Carp then top for the Storm. That's Bush Jr. and Dylan Head. As Lake Elsinore trails by a run. Fastball misses away to Carpathios. Braden, who struck out in the third, singled and scored in the fifth. Ibarra, out of the staggered motion, finds the outer half for strike one. 35th appearance of the year for Joel. A 6-win, 2-loss record. And a stellar 175 earned run average. 2-1. Breaking ball. Catches the upper crust of the zone, and Carp doesn't agree. It's 2-2. Ibarra doesn't give up hits. Sounds like such a strange statement to say, but he's given up just 19 hits in 56 and two-thirds innings. The way to get on base is for him to miss the zone, as he does here. It's 3-2 to Carpathios. 44 walks over the 56 and two-thirds innings. He's given up more than twice the amount of walks as he has hits. 3-2 up coming to Carp. The payoff is inside ball four. And Braden Carpathios, the man with the highest walk rate in the Cal League, draws a leadoff walk and the tying run on base for Lake Elsinore in the seventh inning. We go to the top of the Storm order. Homer Bush Jr., 1-for-3. Loop single into right and a couple of lineouts. Next to his name in the scorebook as he takes a fastball just above the belt. Ball one. Homer with a 7.62 OPS coming into the ballgame. He has played 15 games at the single-A level. 1-0. On the outside corner. Good location on the Ibarra fastball, which is about 93-95 on the gun. Bush with one home run, 7 driven in on the year. Ibarra from the letters. Misses away. If you're the Storm, you've got to be patient. You've got the scouting report on Ibarra. Tough to get hits off of. But he may not throw you strikes. Short lead for Karpov first. And the 2-1 runs in. Haven't really seen the Storm run today, which is strange against the Quakes. They've stolen 49 bases against Rancho this year in 61 tries. The 3-1 pitch. Bush, little roller through the vacated hole on the right side. Karp's going to turn around second. Big turn. And DePaulo will lollipop it back into second base. And do you think maybe with the three throwing errors today that some of these Quakes defenders are afraid to throw the ball around, perhaps? As Braden was quarter of the way to third when he decided to go back, DePaulo already had the ball in his mitt. But it's a bleeder for Homer. And the tying and go-ahead runs on base with nobody out for Dylan Head. Corners crashing in already against Head, who's already got a bunt single. He squares and whiffs on the bunt attempt. Dylan, 1-for-2. Single, a walk, and a ground out. Drove in a run on his bases loaded walk. Here's Ibarra's pitch. Head swinging away, lifts it in the air to center field. Starting back, George, now he breaks it. Full sprint ahead. And he makes the catch for out number one. Really interesting to not see Dylan Head try and lay down a bunt, because he, like we've mentioned before, that ball gets put down on the ground. There's a good chance he beats it out. Men on first and second and just one away. The Storm do have Nick Vogt and Romeo Sanabria due up. But a situation where a ground ball could get Ibarra and the Quakes out of this inning. First pitch to Vogt. Saws him off on a two-seamer down and in. It's nothing and one. Nick with his five-game hitting streak on the line. 0 for 3 so far tonight. Wings spread on the mound for Ibarra. Craig Kimbrell-esque is now he sets from the letters. And the 0-1 fastball dots the outside corner. It's nothing and two to Nick Vogt. Right on, right, the matchup. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And it's in there. Strike three called. Three-pitch punch out from Joel Ibarra. And after men on first and second and nobody out, runners still there. And with two away, it's Romeo Sanabria. Storm down a run as Sanabria bounces one foul off his front foot. A great opportunity for Lake Elsinore this inning. Not done yet, but much slimmer chances with two away. Ibarra's 0-1. Misses down and in. Romeo, however, he's got the type of pop that can change the outlook of this game with one swing. We've seen the line-to-line power with doubles, but there's home run pop in that bat for sure. 1-1. Romeo checks his swing at a breaking ball in the dirt, and he did hold up, according to Tim Barreras in the field. Big game six of the series, especially for the Storm, because Inland has jumped out to an early lead against Visalia. 2-1 pitch. Sanabria lifts it in the air. Foul. Out of play on the left side. The Inland Empire 66ers leading the Visalia Rawhide 10-6 top of the fifth in Inland. Stockton with a 4-3 advantage over Fresno on the road, middle of the eighth. And San Jose up 9-1, trying to snap a five-game losing skid as they host Modesto in the seventh inning. 2-2 pitch, Sanabria lines one out to left field, sprinting into the corner. Wilman Diaz, he slides, and he can't make the catch. One run in to score. They're going to wave Homer Bush Jr. home. He's in before the tag, and the Storm take the lead. It's going to be a two-run double for Romeo Sanabria as Diaz tried to make the sliding stab. And the Storm in front for the first time in the ballgame, 5-4. Off the bat of a lefty, that ball is just tailing and tailing away from the left fielder. And Diaz, who is an infielder by trade, a late add to the lineup when Sam Mongelli was taken out, could not hold on to the ball when his legs hit the deck. It's the fifth double of the week for Sanabria, and he puts his team in front. Fastball in at the knees to Rosemond Verdugo. Like Elsinore had been waiting for that big late game hit all week. They had chances in some tight ones, and they get it here in the seventh. A one to Verdugo on the outside corner. It's nothing and two. Joel Ibarra gives up just three hits per nine innings of work. He has given up two hits in the inning as Verdugo flares one into shallow right, sprinting on DePaula, and he'll make the catch, finishing it off with a slide to end the inning. But the Storm take the lead, two runs on a couple of hits. They leave a man on, and Lake Elsinore in front 5-4, stretch time at Lone Mart Field. We're through the seventh inning stretch here at Lone Mart Field. Quakes up to bat against Xavier Ruiz and the Storm. And Ruiz pours in a first pitch fastball for strike one. And Xavier pitching with a lead, the first of the night for the Storm after the Romeo Sanabria two-run double. In the top half of the inning, Ruiz misses up. It's 1-1 to Kendall George. Top of the order for Rancho. George is 1-for-2. As he bounces the 1-1 foul into the Storm dugout. George grounded out in the first, dropped out a sack bunt in the second, and then got his first single-A hit in the fourth before he was thrown out trying to steal second base. Ruiz out of the windup. The 1-2 pitch. Cut on and missed strike three. Boy, has Ruiz impressed out of the bullpen so far. Four batters faced, four set down. That brings up Josue de Paula as he gets to the real dangerous part of the Rancho Cucamonga order. De Paula, Lorenzo. Josue, three plate appearances, but no at-bats as he check swings the first pitch foul. He has walked three times. A one offering. Hit on the ground out to short. Verdugo up with it. Taking his time. Throws across the diamond and gets to Paula for out number two. Five to four. Lake Elsinore in front. To put the bottom of the seventh in Rancho Cucamonga. Final game of a six-game series. A win for the Storm. And they earn the split. If the Quakes come back, the Quakes take the series 4-2. Two down and the base is empty. Tyrone Lorenzo will hit. He takes a slider just up and away, ball one. Tyrone doubled home a run in the first, since has bounced into a double play and struck out swinging. The 1-0 fastball runs low, ball two. Like in a one-run game, if there's someone you're going to maybe pitch around or be a little more careful to, it's Tyrone Lorenzo with his league-leading 20 home runs. 2-0, misses in, and it skips to the screen. Three and 0 to Lorenzo, and this could be a situation where John Shoemaker gives his slugger the green light. We saw it a lot yesterday. Here's the 3-0, and Lorenzo takes inside, ball four. He loaded like if that pitch was in his wheelhouse, he was going to take a swing at it, but the slider missed it. Tying run on base, go-ahead run at the plate. It's Jake Geloff. He drove one to the warning track in center field his last time up. Geloff 0 for 2, and he's walked. First pitch, fastball on the outside corner, and Ruiz ahead, nothing and one. Jake hitting just 219 of the first couple weeks of his career as he drives one out into the right field corner. There's room for Carpathios, who makes the catch, drifting toward the line. And Xavier Ruiz with another scoreless inning for the Lake Elsinore bullpen. We're through seven full. Storm in front, 5-4. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.com. Top of the eighth, Lake Elsinore looking to extend their one-run lead over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes as Victor Duarte swings through a fastball for strike one. 5-4, the Storm in front after the Romeo Sanabria two-run double last inning as the breaking ball misses upstairs. One home. Heater just low and away. From Joel Ibarra. He works out of the windup, positioned on the first base side of the rubber. And the 2-1 pitch, fastball in the upper echelon to the strike zone. Duarte is going to call time for the 2-2 from Ibarra. It's Duarte, Aquino, and Sanabria due up at minimum in the eighth for the Storm, who would love to add to this one-run advantage. 2-2 pitch lifted foul by Duarte. Evening starting to cool off, about 7:15 local time in SoCal. It's the next 2-2. Soft line drive and down in left field for a base hit. A broken bat single for Victor Duarte. That's the third Storm hit against Joel Ibarra. His usual nine-inning allotment. And a runner on with nobody out for Charlie Aquino. Starting to move in at third is Jake Galoff. As Aquino squares to bunt, and it's a push bunt to the first base side. Lorenzo will field. Apply the tag on Aquino, but the sack bunt successful. Up to second in scoring position is Duarte. A chance with a runner in scoring position for Jose Sanabria. He's hit the ball to second base on the ground three times. Grounding out twice as he pulls it into the hole. Izarra. Jump throw across the diamond. Pulls Lorenzo up the line. But a nice job by Tyrone to go get that baseball and kind of save his team what would be their fourth error of the day. It's going to be an infield single. And then on the corners with one out for the Storm and Braden Carpathios coming up. Big chance at an insurance run for Lake Elsinore. Carp has struck out, singled, and walked. He has scored twice. Sanabria runs off first. Pitch misses up. They're going to throw to second on a short hop and in safely. Jose Sanabria, Izarra, cannot believe it. Jose sliding to the back portion of the bag. Duarte never broke from third, and out John Shoemaker. Out asking for an explanation. The safe call was ruled by Tim Barreras, and leaping into the air was Izarra in disbelief. Stolen base for Jose Sanabria, the first of his single-A career. And that erases the double play possibility and will probably force Rancho to bring the infield in. They do. Geloff, Izarra, Thompson, Lorenzo, left to right. All within a step or two of the grass. 1-0 to Braden. Chopped foul at home plate and it caught a piece of Simon Reed. Another golden opportunity for the Storm. Trying to keep pace with the Inland Empire 66ers who lead the South and are currently up 11-5 over the Rawhide. Fastball misses way upstairs. A leaping stop by Simon Reed. He's definitely displayed some top-notch athleticism out of the catcher's position today. If you're a bar, you got to throw Carpathia strikes. He doesn't leave the strike zone very often. As Ibarra sails one. The last two pitches have been nowhere near the strike zone. And it's 3-1 to Braden with action in the Rancho bullpen. It's a right-hander up. Ibarra with a letter-high set. He's 3-1 pitch. Fouled away by Carpathios. He got something to hit and launched it out of play. Three-two pitch upcoming. Payoff. Fouled back off of Simon Reed, and we'll do it again. Ibarra is the fifth pitcher of the night for Rancho after their original starter, Christian Romero, was pushed to Tuesday. The next 3-2. Fastball misses upstairs, and Carpathios walks for the second time tonight. A borderline pitch was called in favor of Carp, and they're loaded for Lake Elsinore. Joel Ibarra, who had been dynamite this year for the Quakes, didn't have his ace stuff tonight. John Shoemaker out of the dugout is going to take the ball from Ibarra and go to the pen. Bases loaded. One out in the eighth for the Storm. Homer Bush Jr. coming up when we return. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.TV. The Quakes turn to Carlos Martinez to face Homer Bush Jr. with the bases full in the top of the eighth inning, just one away. Lake Elsinore leading by a run and a chance to break things open. Corners in, middle infield back in double play depth as the first pitch from Martinez is in the dirt, saved by Simon Reed. He knocked it down with the mitt and then crawled after the baseball, trying to keep it within arm's reach, and the runners stay put. It's the 11th appearance of the year for Martinez. He's got a 9 earned run average, 23 strikeouts in 14 innings of work. His 1-0 misses outside. Two balls and no strikes to Homer Bush Jr., who was singled twice and lined out twice. Martinez from the belt sails a fastball, and it's 3-0 to Homer. the Pods, fourth-round pick out of Grand Canyon University this year. Son of former major leaguer Homer Bush. The two were drafted by San Diego 32 years apart. 3-0 is in there as Bush Jr. was taking all the way for strike one. And even with the middle infield back, there is no guarantee you turn two on even a tailor-made ground ball from Homer. Great speed. The 3-1 is up at the letters, ball four, and for the second time tonight, the Quakes walk in a run. The Storm extend their lead in front 6-4, and they've now scored in four of the last five innings and are not done yet. All of the infield comes in against Dylan Head. First pitch breaking ball hangs upstairs, 1-0. Head is 1-for-3, a single, a walk. He's also grounded out and flied out. 1-0 pitch, an eye-high fastball that Dylan takes for ball two. Jose Sanabria on third. Carpapios at second. Homer Bush Jr. at first. The 2-0 pitch swung on and missed. Martinez took a little bit off to find it in the strike zone. And it's 2-1 to Head. The number 8 prospect in the Padres organization, according to Major League Baseball Pipeline. 2-1 pitch fouled back. And the count evens up at 2-2. The Storm lead it 6-4 after trailing 4-0 in the first inning. The bullpen came in and calmed the nerves. The offense is picked up as the 2-2 to Head is cut on and missed strike three. He chased the high heat from Martinez, and that's the second out of the inning. And here it is, Nick Vogt. With his five-game hitting streak on the line, he just cares about getting a run in here. Bases loaded, two away. First pitch breaking ball stays upstairs for ball one. Vogt has punished Quakes pitching all year long. Barring a playoff run late, it's the last time we'll face him. What does he have left in the tank against Rancho? Towering fly ball on the infield. Everybody sprinting in. Martinez pointing up. Lorenzo tripping over the mound. Makes the catch. It wasn't pretty, but Rancho got out of it with just the one run allowed. We're through 7.5. The Storm in front 6-4. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball here on MILB.com. Xavier Ruiz back out on the mound for his third inning of work out of the Lake Elsinore Storm pen as he throws a fastball past Luis Rodriguez for strike one. 0-1, fouled back, and it's nothing and two. Ruiz through two scoreless innings so far in part of what's been six straight scoreless by the Storm pitching staff. He misses low and away, ball one. A two-run lead for the Storm in front 6-4. 1-2. Lined out to right field. Coming on Carpathios, and it hangs on for it. A line out to right begins the inning. Bringing up Simon Reed with one out and the bases empty. Little score update around the California League up north. San Jose with a 10-7 lead over Modesto. Top of the eighth in San Jose. That is the Storm's next opponent. They come to Diamond Stadium on Tuesday for 6. First pitch, fastball misses down and into Reed. It's 1-0. Fresno just walked off Stockton in the bottom of the ninth inning as Reed chops one foul at home plate. Caught Duarte's hand on the way back. So the Grizzlies continue their Cal League best season with 72 wins, but they're a team that has not secured a playoff spot for definite yet. They need to win this second half, and if the score holds in San Jose, Fresno will have a four-game lead with 12 to play as trainer Josian Prieto is out to check on Duarte and his throwing hand that just took that foul ball. Other Cal-South matchup, Inland 12, Visalia 6. Bottom of the 6th in San Bernardino. Those teams have combined for 18 runs and 27 hits through 6 innings of baseball. So the Storm need to hold on here to try and stay pace with Inland, who they trail by 5 games. 2 weeks left to go after today. Duarte stays in. And Ruiz is 1-1. He's bounced foul into the Storm dugout. Xavier ahead 1-2 with the bullpen quiet behind him. You don't have your closer Galindo today, so you stay with the hot hand that's been grooving in Xavier Ruiz as he misses just above the belt with a fastball. Count even 2-2 to Reed. He walked in the first. He has struck out twice since. Ruiz's pitch, chopped on the ground to first. Backing up on it, Sanabria. He gloves and shuffles to a covering Ruiz for the second out. Xavier Ruiz has faced one over the minimum through 2 2/3. Just a walk to Lorenzo last inning as he looks to polish off a third consecutive zero. It's Jose Izarra. Wilman Diaz on deck as Izarra swings through a fastball for strike one. The third series that the Storm have come for at Lone Mart Field this year. So the 0-1 slider misses away. First time Lake Elsinore came to town, they split it 3-3. Last time they were here, they lost 5 games of the 6. And a chance at another split here. Ruiz out of the windup is 1-1. Cut on and missed, and Xavier Ruiz ahead, not 1-2. At mid-90s heat, being located well and creating some fits for the Quakes offense. Rancho scored 4 in the first. They've been blanked since. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it misses low and out. Infield and outfield straight away against Izarra, who was hitless in the game. 2-2 pitch, and he's hitless no more. A line drive single into center field. And a two-out base runner for Rancho. That's their first hit since the fourth inning. does bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Wilmon Diaz. But still nothing stirring behind Ruiz. Out of the stretch he goes, and Diaz lines one to short. Caught by a leaping Verdugo. Rosemont timing the jump perfectly. And he takes away the line drive from Diaz. And the Storm put up another zero. We're through eight full innings between the Storm and the Quakes, and Lake Elsinore leads it 6-4. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.com. One last chance for the Storm to add to their two-run lead as Romeo Sanabria skips out of the way of a fastball in to begin the top of the ninth. 6-4, Lake Elsinore in front of Rancho Cucamonga. They're in the series finale. Storm looking for a split as Martinez misses up. It's 2-0 to Sanabria. The Storm fell behind early. Four runs allowed in the first by Henry Martinez in his single-A debut. Sanabria goes after the 2-0, launching it foul and out of play down the left field line. Martinez now off the hook. The Storm scored one in the fourth, two in the fifth, two more in the seventh, and one in the eighth. 2-1 offering, runs upstairs. It's 3-1. A palindrome of offense over the last five innings for the Storm. Martinez out of the windup. 3-1 pitch misses, and Sanabria aboard with a leadoff walk. Romeo had the big go-ahead hit in the seventh inning, is on base for the third time in the ballgame, bringing up Rosemont Verdugo with nobody out. First pitch to Doogie misses low, ball one. One out pitch, in at the knees for a called strike. I guess Carlos Martinez heard the crowd. Not sure if we picked it up on our mics today, but this lady was chanting no more walks. Verdugo, a one-hopper out to short. Izarra to Thompson, over to Lorenzo. And the 6-4-3 double play erases said leadoff walk. And there's two outs in the top of the ninth. You look at the walk totals. Quakes pitching have walked seven, but a lot of them over the last couple of innings. The Storm have walked eight. That ties a season high. They've now done it four times and twice this week. First pitch fastball misses above the belt to Victor Duarte. The There's action in the Storm bullpen, so it looks like we'll get a new arm for the ninth. As the breaking ball lands in, 1-1 to Victor Duarte, who has walked, singled, and tripled, 2-for-3 in the game. One pitch, golfed in the air down the right field line. That's slicing foul. And obviously everybody's eyes go to the offensive output for position players and Duarte's multiple hit game. But how about what he's done behind the plate navigating the Storm bullpen after the starter went just 2 1/3? He's worked 5 2/3 of scoreless baseball from a combination of Lugo and Ruiz out of the pen. And it's Varmet warming up. 1-2 pitch, misses away. He's Will Varmet throwing in the Storm bullpen. Martinez wheels and deals and misses with the breaking ball. Just barely off the plate away, and it's a full count to Duarte. If this pitch misses, I don't think the fan will be happy. 3-2. Outside ball 4. Eighth walk of the night issued by Quakes pitching. They match the Storm. Those are the instances where you'll see some of these longer games in pitch clock standard. This has been the first year of the pitch clock at the major league level. We've had in the minors for a few seasons. Major League Baseball has cut 25 minutes per game off of their nine-inning affairs. And we're averaging probably about 2 hours and 35 minutes, 2 hours and 40 minutes in the minor leagues. We're at the 240 mark right now with a 16-walk game. Meeting on the mound adjourned. And there's a two-out runner on first for Charlie Aquino. First pitch, rolled over to the left side. Waiting on it, Izara. He gathers, sets, and throws over to first, getting Aquino to end the inning. No runs on, no hits. One left on in the ninth for the Storm. And to the bottom of the last we go. Will Varmet coming in with a safe chance as the Storm lead at 6-4. You're listening to Lake Elsinore Storm Baseball on MILB.com. The Lake Elsinore Storm lead the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 6-4 as we begin the bottom of the last. The Storm turned to Will Varmet, trying to shut the door on a series split at Rancho. It will face 9-1-2 in the Quakes order. Jordan Thompson, Kendall George, and Josue DePaula. Corners in against Thompson, who takes a breaking ball just up and in ball one. Just the fourth Storm appearance for Will Varmet, a 6'4 righty out of Huntsville, Alabama. And he falls behind 2-0. He signed as a non-drafted free agent this year out of Wallace State Community College. 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball at 93. Blown past Thompson, and it's 2-1. Will is three innings under his belt. He's given up two hits, no runs, as the 2-1 is tipped into the mid of Duarte, count even at 2-2. He has struck out six and walked three. Will faced a little trouble in his debut. He walked the bases loaded, got out of it. That was on August 15th against the Inland Empire 66ers. Vermet and Duarte agree on a pitch. Wind up home, and it's fouled back by Thompson. The Storm fell behind early. Cut it close in the middle and took the lead late. They scored the last six as Thompson waves at a breaking ball for strike three. And that's the first out of the home ninth. Brings up Kendall George in the top of the Quakes order. George 1-for-3 as he takes a breaking ball that dances into the zone for strike one. George is grounded out, struck out, moved a runner over on a sack bunt and single. A one pitch, lined inside third, and that's going to roll into the Rancho bullpen. George has speed. He's around first and into second before that ball's even picked up. First extra base hit in the Quakes' career for Kendall George. It's a one-out double in the ninth. And it brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Josue DePaula. Got the meat of the order coming up. DePaula and Lorenzo. And then Kalloff, if more to follow. DePaula is 0-for-1 today. He's grounded out and walked three times. Infield plays into pull as the first pitch from Varmet is golfed foul out of play. Nobody holds on George at second. He was caught stealing earlier in the game. DePaula takes up ball one. Josue is the number 7 prospect in the Dodgers org, according to Major League Baseball Pipeline. He's number 46 in all of baseball on justbaseball.com. As he's ahead of the breaking ball, bouncing it foul. Advantage Varmet, one ball and two strikes. Storm looking for a come-from-behind win at a series split on the road. Season finale against the Quakes. Varmet from the letters. The 1-2 misses in, and it gets away from Duarte. Kendall George moves up to third on the wild pitch. But it's the man standing in the left-handed batter's box. That means a whole lot more. DePaula is the tying run here in the ninth inning. Even with the bag at third, Sanabria. Verdugo shaded up the middle, and the right side of the infield plays back. 2-2, breaking ball. Misses below the knees. Big, slow curve that barely missed by Varmet. And the count now full. DePaula's already walked three times tonight. Payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. And trouble in the ninth for Lake Elsinore. Tying runs on base, and the winning run at the plate, who just happens to be the California League home run leader. Pitching coach Tom Eshelman out of the dugout. He'll go chat with Varmet and the entirety of the Storm infield. You expect DePaula to run, you would think. He's got good speed, 13 stolen bases. And Lorenzo, it's definitely a double play candidate. But it's controversial. Do you send a guy and risk getting the tying run on base thrown out? If you don't run him, Lorenzo could bounce into a double play, which he's done nine times this year to end the game. Lorenzo continues to bat left-handed against the Storm arms, which are right-handed. First pitch to Lorenzo, lined back into the netting. No balls and one strike. Tyrone has 20 home runs this year. Four of them have come against Lake Elsinore. He's driven in 60 on the year. 14 of those against the Storm. Barnett from the letters. 3-0-1 pitch. This is upstairs. 6-4 ball game. Lake Elsinore leading. Bottom of the ninth in Rancho. Barnett deals. And it's fouled back. That one caught Duarte clean. And Lorenzo will give him a quick tap to make sure he's all right. One backstop showing some respect to another. Although Tyrone at first today, he is a catcher more times than he is not. Duarte all good. And back to business we go. George off third, DePaula on first. DePaula is the tying run. One ball and two strikes a count to Lorenzo. Barmat's pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. High heat. And Lorenzo climbs the ladder for out number two. ...96-mile-an-hour cheddar. At the top of the zone from Will Barmat to get Tyrone Lorenzo. And it's up to Jake Geloff for the Quakes. Geloff 0-3 and he's walked. Will ready on the first base side of the rubber. His first pitch. This is upstairs, ball one. Lake Elsinore hoping to end this series with back-to-back wins and a six-game split. Throw over to first, and it gets away from Sanabria, and down the right field line it goes. George in to score, and DePaula will stop at second. The tying run is now in scoring position, and a base hit could be the equalizer. First situation, you had Geloff where he could have been swinging for the fences. Now he just needs to find something into the outfield grass. 6-5, it's a one-run ball game. Geloff swings and misses. One and one the count to Jake Geloff. Quakes cleanup hitter, taken in the second round this year out of Virginia. Barmett's pitch, hit in the air down the right field line. Carpathios moving over into foul territory, and he can't get there. Lands in the picnic area. A valiant effort from Braden Carpathios. Sanabria gave it a chase as well as everyone in the Storm bullpen was trying to move anything they could out of the way to create a path for Carpathios to get there. Said it's 1-2. The Let's Go Quake chance amongst the crowd. For the Storm, one out away from victory. In front by a run. The tying run is in scoring position. The winning run at the dish. And time is called by Victor Duarte, the catcher, out for a meeting with Varmet. Breck Eichelberger up in the Storm bullpen for an emergency situation. Eichelberger was the opener on Thursday. 1-2, the count to Geloff. Varmet from the letters. And it's popped foul by Jake Geloff once again. Varmet ready to try again. He deals home. And it's swung on and missed. Strike three. And the ball game is over. A come-from-behind win for the Lake Elsinore Storm as they take down the Quakes 6-5 on the road to split this six-game series. Lake Elsinore fell behind 4-0. Just one inning into the game. But went on to score 6 of the next 7 runs. Alejandro Lugo, 2 2/3, a scoreless ball out of the pen. Xavier Ruiz, 3 shutout. And then Will Varmet, bending, not breaking, gets the save in the 6-5 Lake Elsinore Storm victory. At worst, the Storm will be 5 back with 12 to play. San Jose comes to town on Tuesday. And then the year will end with 6 on the road at Inland Empire, most likely with the playoff berth on the line. Six runs on 8 hits, 2 errors for the Storm. 5 runs on 6 hits, 3 errors by the Quakes. Xavier Ruiz gets the win. Will Varmet, the save. And Joel Ibarra takes the loss. The Storm improved to 26-28 in the second half, 57-60 overall. Rancho drops to 63-57 on the year, 24-30 in half number 2. A series split on the road for the Storm, and they go back to Diamond Stadium with playoffs in their mind. On Tuesday, 6:05 first pitch with the San Jose Giants coming to town. Lake Elsinore finishes their season series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. 30 games between these Cal South opponents. The Storm 13-17 against Rancho this year. But this win came at a big time in the year. 12 games left, that is all, to decide who will take part in the California League playoffs. The Storm trying to repeat as champions, but they've got some work to do going forward. That'll be all from Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga tonight. I'd like to thank everyone who tuned in all week long. The Storm are your winners, 6-5 on the road. I'm Jacob Kronberg signing off. This has been Lake Elsinore Storm winning baseball on MILB.com. Have a great night.